You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
We're going to look to Boxing Day. John Gibby in the company of Will Smith and Damien Ainsworth for this. And so we've got, as we've come to expect every single year, top quality racing on Boxing Day, including, of course, the King George at Kempton. And that's the meeting where we're going to start. The Quarto Star Novices Chase is the 155, Grade 1 over 3 miles. And take a look at the betting for this one. Santini is the 13-8 favourite. Top of the game, 7-2. 4-1, the World's End. Banks Groove is then 5-1. 11-2, the Bajo Ra. Mr. Whipped is 7-1. And it's 12-1 bar. So, has there been much movement on the trading so far?
I put some prices out for this race this morning, and I haven't even had a chance to look if we've been laying anything. I've been so busy. So, I don't think we've changed anything as yet. I'm expecting Santini to be popular. I think we might have been round about top price at 13-8. So, but for me, I'll wait and see what happens with this race.
Well, you can see why Santini would be popular in the betting here, but we've got so many horses who are putting impressive performances in novice chases. I'm thinking of Bags Groove. The Bajar Rara, I think, is a little bit overpriced myself in this race. And I don't think it's quite as simple as the betting suggests, having Santini as the one to beat.
No, definitely not. He's a horse who, he's massive, isn't he? He's got every sort of stereotype with regards being a lovely staying chaser in time, and he confirmed that promise with his chasing debut at Newbury, when apparently wasn't fully fit, but still, you know, ran away and beat a horse of Kim Bailey's that came out and won at Doncaster the weekend after. So the form had been franked, admittedly, at a slightly lower level. He's a lovely horse, and he's my idea of the RSA winner at this stage. Obviously, we're a long way away from that. But the Quarto
Star, too early to start talking about the festival.
No, true, seemingly. but the Quarto Star Novice Chase 3 miles around Kempton is a much different test to the RSA. Obviously, it's a slightly tighter track, right-handed. They go all out from flagfall. And Santini will have to be absolutely on his A game. And being such a big sort of burly sort, I just wonder if he could still run a cracker of a race here, get beaten, but still enhance his claims for the RSA. I think that the more likely horse that might well get be suited to Kempton slightly more is Bags Groove, who, if the ground stayed on the decent-ish side, I think he's a really lovely chaser who has sort of made hay. Harry Fry's done well in making hay in a couple of sort of lower graded chases, and they stepped him up to 3 miles last time out at Huntingdon and tested to see if he stayed. He did stay, admittedly, at a lower level. But if I had to have a bet in the race now, I'd probably be thinking Bags Groove each way, because he's going to get the run of things out on the front. But it's chock full of really nice unexposed horses. Again, the likes of Top of the Game, he's going to be a lovely chaser in time as well, but he's a big, massive sort as well. So whether Kempton suits him, ideally, I'd have my slight doubts. I'm sure they'll run very, very well. And it's a cracker of a race if they all turn up.
Okay, and that's the Quarto Star. Second race we're going to look at is the Christmas Hurdle, which is the 2:30. And, of course, this is all about Bouvardet looking to win this race again. He's a short price, 7-2-1. It's 11-2 Verdana Blue. Global Citizen 8-1. Also 8-1 for If the Cat Fits. Bedrock 12-1. 16's Old Guard and 66-1 for the other pair, Stowe, Magic and Bois. Damien, I'll ask you a slightly different question this time around. Do you expect there to be much opposition to Bouvardet here?
No. interestingly enough, the second favourite is trained by Nicky Henderson, Bouvardet's trainer, of course. So that shows you the lack of opposition. It's a race that was reopened. There weren't enough entries. Just a couple have been added to it. There's a couple of no-hopers in the race. If the Cap Fits is a fascinating horse. He's got a great win record. But whether he's fast enough to win 2 miles on potentially decent ground, he looked he took a long time to get into the swing of things last time out when winning over further, so you'd have doubts about that one. You'd have doubts about Bedrock. I'm not sure the form in Ireland was all that solid. I don't think he's worthy of his rating of 157. Old Guard turns up for all of these, but is just not good enough. Verdana Blue, if it stays good, she's a completely ground-dependent animal, as Nicky Henderson has said on several occasions. The form when she beat if the cap fits first time out is very decent form. Unlucky fourth in the Greatwood. And not many come to this with a prep on the all-weather, but finished second in a listed on the all-weather last time. Verdana Blue, you can't see anything getting Bouvedere out of second gear, but Verdana Blue on decent ground looks like the one to finish second.
Well, sometimes there was criticism of Bouvedere last season for sort of just turning up in these, I was going to say, easy hurdles. It's a great one, but just having a little pop around and picking up the prize money. Do you think it's going to be as simple as that yet again?
It should be, yeah, it should be. On the evidence of the fighting fifth, he's probably come back in career best form. I mean, that was a pretty scintillating visual impression he left in leaving Sam Crow for dead in the fighting fifth. Now, a lot of people will think Sam Crow is this big staying chaser, but actually one of his major weapons is his pace, Sam Crow. That's what won him the... whatever it's called now, the Ballymore Novices Hurdle at the Cheltenham Festival, with his turn of foot down the hill and into the straight. So Bouvedere, you know, laughed at him, really. He cantered all over him and then said, see you later after the last. None of these are rated within a stone of him, and I fully expect that to play out. I really like Verdana Blue as a horse. I think she could win a cracking good ground handicap off 1.52, definitely. I think she's got a bit more scope in that, but there are obviously pots to be picked around that. There's not many 2 mile handicap hurdles right-handed. Obviously the one earlier on the card and Ascot on Saturday, but she wouldn't want that kind of ground, so she's not going to go there. But she is the most likely one to pick up the pieces should anything happen to Bouvedere, and is probably a really cowardly each way bet at around the 11-2, 6-1 mark as well.
You'll be lucky to find anyone offering three places.
No, well, even with two places, I mean, I still, you know, I'd be surprised if she doesn't finish second, really. So she'll get the race run to suit, because Global Citizen will probably go forward, and she'll travel away and probably try and sort of. Well, she'd probably be ridden to place, really, behind Bouvedere. Mm. So,
interestingly, after she did beat if the cap fits, Nicky Henderson said she would be aimed at the champion hurdle. So he does hold her in very high esteem.
Yeah.
So that's the Christmas hurdle. The big race of the day, of course, is the King George, the 3.05. And last year's winner Might Bite, despite being beaten on seasonal return in the Betfair Chase, is the 5-2 favourite. Waiting Patiently is 9-2, 5-1 Politolog. Bristol Demeyer is then 6-1, also 6-1 Thistlecrack. Native River is 7-1, and it's then 14-1 Bath. So Might Bite remains the favourite here, Damien, despite the fact, as I said, he was beaten first time out. Quite a lot of people, though, have been suggesting that, despite the fact he won first time out last year, he's a horse who finds plenty of improvement for the first round.
Yeah, we've been betting on this race since March. It's fascinating to look at it. We were 5-2, a shorts 5-2 in March, which was backed into 7-4 before his return, after his return out to 3-1. Stayed at 3-1 for quite a while, but just in the last week or so, people have been nibbling away at that. He's coming to 5-2. So against him, when he did get beat in the Betfair Chase, the second and third in here, Waiting Patiently and Politolog both became popular bets. Waiting Patiently from 7-1 into 9-2. Politolog's been popular for a while now. It's 14-1 into 10s, then 8s, then 5s. Being backed all the way. That's the one that people have got a lot of confidence in, I think, Politolog. From a betting perspective.
Okay, well, this looks an intriguing race, because we've got some horses who might not be suited by the track, some horses where the stamina is a doubt, and a favourite who on his day is so classy, but has a question mark hovering over him after last time.
Yeah, absolutely. It's got everything, hasn't it? As a race, it's the race of the year for me. I mean, forget your Cheltenham festivals and all. This is an absolute cracker. I mean, you've got two Gold Cup winners in it, you've got multiple King George winners, you've got multiple other Grade 1 winners, a two-time Betfair Chase winner. You've got everything, absolutely everything. And there are, you put your finger on it right there, crucially, there are doubts about every one of the runners in the race, which makes it so intriguing. And it's very hard to know exactly which horse's doubt is the least important. Does that make sense?
Yes. Just about.
Yeah, because I mean, Mike Bye, obviously, he won the race in such ready fashion last... Well, I say ready fashion. He went through most of the race in such ready fashion, and then he idled close home. Most people will point to the fact that Double Shuffle was second and the form not being great, but he'd done his, you know, he'd won his race by then, and he didn't do much. He, you know, ran a cracker in the Gold Cup behind Native River. Kempton is obviously his track. He was going to win the Feltham by about 200 lengths the year before when capsizing at the last. You just have to think that the Haydock experience has, again, left something of a mark, wouldn't you? I mean, he didn't jump with his usual fluency. He didn't travel as he can sometimes do. And his finishing effort was very, very weak. So I get the train of thought that he comes on for his first run of the year, but so too will all the others to some extent. Obviously, Bristol Demai, Clanders Oboe, Native River, Thistlecrack, they were all having their first runs of the year, weren't they?
So, Waiting Patient is pretty much the only one, certainly towards the head of the betting, where you don't have that.
Yeah, well, that's it. So, I mean, they've obviously been confident that they want to come here fresh, which is interesting. It's not the usual theme, is it? It's not the usual trend for a King George winner, but trends are there to be busted. It's just an absolute cracker. In terms of having a bet, I have no idea, if I'm completely honest right now. I think I'd try and wait and see what the ground was like on the day. If it came up softer, you'd have to look at your Native Rivers and Bristol Demise, the 1-2 from the Betfair Chase. While apparently the track shouldn't suit either of them, I think they've run at Kempton and they've run right-handed when perhaps other things have transpired against them. So I don't see any reason why they shouldn't be suited by it, but... And because they both have a high cruising speed and they both jump well, which is what you need around Kempton. So it's unfathomable, if I'm completely honest, which isn't much help.
Guys, we're running out of time, but we'll have a quick word for the big race at Wetherby on Boxing Day, the Row of the Merit. Gold present again and taking risks are the 11-2 joint favourites. Captain Gale 6-1, also 6-1 Wandering Star. Vintage Cloud 6-1, 7-1 Jamming Masters. Crossbarker 7-1. There's a whole bunch in there at 8-1. And this is usually one of my favourite races to watch on Boxing Day. It looks in a competitive affair this year. Damien, do you have any thoughts at this stage?
One of the thoughts is that half the horses are entered in other races over Christmas, so finding a runner might be an issue. But a couple that are jocked up and a couple you would expect to run in the race, Wakanda and Captain Chaos, would be the ones that interest me at this stage. Captain Chaos, absolutely bang out of form, and then for some reason he ran a much better race last time out and had been forewarned in the market because it was well backed for that race. So I would expect Captain Chaos to run a big race. Wakanda, I think, is he a previous winner of the race?
He's been second the last 2 years.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah, he got beaten by Get on the Jaeger last year, which is a horse of Dan Skelton's, obviously, as well. And he was beaten by Definitely Red.
That's not a bad piece of form.
Exactly.
Black Lion third.
Yeah. And Get on the Jaeger only thrust right at the end of the iron, didn't he?
Yeah.
I remember that.
Wakanda was definitely the one that I was going to pick out. As well, as you say, he's jocked up. Danny Cook on gets on so well with the horse, and you know he's going to run there. So many of the others have got other assignments either this weekend or in the Welsh National, maybe a few of them. So
yeah, I would imagine the prices could be short to come the day when seven or eight horses turn up.
Yeah.
Guys, unfortunately we're out of time, but thanks very much for joining us here on Racing Radio.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much to John Gibby, Will Smith and Damien Ainsworth there. Then a look ahead to Boxing Day with those three. We can now hear from Sir Anthony McCoy, who of course had plenty of success on Boxing Day in his racing career, won the Christmas Hurdle several times in the colours of JP McManus. Looks a cracking Boxing Day to look forward to this year as well, particularly the King George and the Corto Star Novices Chase. Those two races look absolutely superb, and let's get the thoughts of Sir Anthony McCoy then. We'll start in at Corto Star Novices Chase.
No doubt in my mind that this is the best novice chase that I've seen so far this season. Santini of Nicky Henderson's was very good in his chasing debut at Newbury. The World's End won nicely in Cheltenham last time. Le Bagawar has taken really well defences, as has Bags Grove. But the one I like is Top of the Game of Paul Nicholls's. He threw his race away at the start of his chasing debut behind Defi de Sol at Exeter when he whipped around. I think he can be on his top of his game here, and I think he'll win the Corto Star Novices Chase.
So Top of the Game, the selection for Sir Anthony McCoy there, the 9-2 second favourite in the market behind Santini, who is 6-4 at the time of recording this. Let's move on to the 2:30 at Kempton. The favourite there for the Christmas hurdle is Bouvardair to win it again. He's 2-7 at the time of recording this. I'm sure AP would have loved to have ridden this fella. He had plenty of success in this race in the silks, as I'm sure I'll tell you now.
I was lucky enough to win the Christmas hurdle a few times in the colours of Bouvardair. He was really impressive on his reappearance in the Fighting Fifth at Newcastle. He hasn't been beaten in over 2.5 years. He's not going to get beaten here, and I think he'll win as easily as he likes.
Thinks Bouvardair will win easy then. Maybe one to look out for the specials on the William Hill website on Boxing Day, see if we have Bouvardair to win by a number of lengths, because he really should win that pretty easily. Was very, very impressive at Newcastle, wasn't he? The way he travelled and the way he jumped, he looks pretty much as good as ever, if not better than ever. So that's Bouvardair, the selection for AP in the Christmas hurdle. And the big race on Boxing Day is, of course, the King George the Sixth Chase. A grade one over 3 miles. Mike Bite, the reigning champion, 11-4 to win it again at the time of recording this. Politolog is 5-1, waiting patiently 5-1. 6-1 for Native River and Thistlecrack. 13-2 Bristol Demay and 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. Really is an absolute cracker, Christmas cracker of a race on Boxing Day. Let's get the thoughts of Sir Anthony McCoy.
This is as open a King George I've seen for a very long time. With the last two winners of the race coming back to try and again, both Thistlecrack and Might Bite, you could say, have good questions to answer, especially Might Bite after that disappointing run in Haydock last time. But you could say the same for Bristol Demay. Can he win around Kempton? Can Native River win around Kempton? Will Politolog stay? Will Waiting Patiently stay? I think the one with the least questions to answer is Mike Bite, and I think he'll retain his crown and win another King George.
So there you go, Mike Bite to win it again for AP. Superb day to look forward to on Boxing Day. Wish you the very best of luck with your bets. Enjoy all of that superb racing on Boxing Day, and it's a very Merry Christmas from us all here at William Hill.
I love Christmas, spending time with family and friends, the food, I get to eat a lot more food, the racing, the King George at Kempton, the Welsh Grand National down in Chepstow, the Leopardstown Festival. I'm really looking forward to it. I hope you all have a very successful and a very Merry Christmas.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.